friends, we can all listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Great show, bro. This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
This is VOA's Sonny Young. Welcome to the Sunny Side of Sports. Let's tip off here in Washington, where semifinal action heats up later Tuesday night in the Women's National Basketball Association playoffs. The top-seeded Washington Mystics will host the Las Vegas Aces in Game 1 of a best-of-five series. The Mystics are bidding for their first WNBA title, and they're led by forward Elena Delladon, who is a strong candidate to win her second WNBA Most Valuable Player trophy.
It's been a dream. It's been a really fun season, especially because of the people I get to share it with. I wouldn't have had this season without the help of them. They make it easy for me, and we got some good fans, so I'm excited for the playoffs.
Elena Delladon and the Mystics received a bye into the semifinals of the WNBA playoffs after finishing with the league's best record during the regular season. Delladon averaged almost 20 points and 8 rebounds a game during the regular season. Washington's second leading scorer at 13 points a game is Belgian center Emma Mieseman. The Mystics will meet a Las Vegas Aces team that's coming off a thrilling 93-92 victory over the Chicago Sky. Yes, you might say the Aces came up aces after forward Derica Hamby hit a shot from almost half court with only 5 seconds left. Derica averaged 11 points a game for Las Vegas during the regular season. The team's top scorer is forward Aja Wilson, who averaged 16.5 points a game during the regular season. And let's give a Sunny Side of Sports salute to Las Vegas's head coach and president of basketball operations, Bill Laimbeer. The 62-year-old Laimbeer has done quite well as a coach and executive in the WNBA after doing quite well as a player in the NBA. Laimbeer has won 2 WNBA Coach of the Year awards and 3 WNBA titles. As a player, Bill Laimbeer played center, and he won back-to-back NBA titles with the Detroit Pistons in 1989 and 1990, and NBA All-Star. In more WNBA playoff action Tuesday night, the Connecticut Sun will host the Los Angeles Sparks in Game 1 of another best-of-five semifinal series. Now, the Sun have never won the WNBA championship, while the Sparks have 3 league titles in 2001, 2002, and 2016. The leading scorer for Los Angeles is forward Eneka Ogwumike, who has Nigerian heritage. Eneka was the WNBA's most valuable player in 2016 when the Sparks lifted the trophy. And Eneka averaged about 16 points a game for Los Angeles during the regular season. Meanwhile, Connecticut's leading scorer is forward center Jonquel Jones, who is from the Bahamas. Jonquel averages about 14.5 points a game for the Sun. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. Now let's go to Nigeria's commercial capital, Lagos, where Iron Mike Mbonye had a chance to chat with Alex Nwora, the head coach of the Tigers, Nigeria's national men's basketball team. Nwora told Iron Mike he'd like to see more encouragement for local coaches in Nigeria to grow the game in Africa's most populous country.
I think we do. I'm a living example. The federation, I'm the president of the federation, Engineer Musa Kida, ran an election that he's going to go with indigenous coaches and also find a way to improve and encourage the coaches that are here that are growing all these boys and all this talent before they leave for the country a chance of coaching their own team. We have capable coaches. I'm not just the only one. There's a couple of other coaches in the United States that are Nigerians that are are doing really well that should be looked at down the road. You know, I know for sure that what we have achieved in these 2 years has been tremendous, and the support that the Federation and the engineer Musa Kida and his Federation has given me to be able to do my job has been enormous.
Do you think or believe that if given the proper encouragement, these coaches you're talking about in the US and even in other parts of Europe can take the game to greater heights when they are encouraged back home?
I think so. If you look at the how much we affect in other places, what we bring into the table. For example, Masai Ujiri, who's a GM, Toronto Raptors, won the championship, NBA championship. You're looking at Mem Doka, who played for Nigeria, and also now on the staff of U.S. National Team. There are so many Nigerians, just to name a few, that have been doing really well, that given the proper chance, can be a very, very good help for Nigeria. Like I said, I'm a living example. I was given a chance, and you know, we're doing a great job moving Nigerian basketball forward.
You've been the coach of the Tigers for 2.5 years now. What has been the experience like? What has been the success story like since you mounted the saddle?
Well, coaching in Nigeria has its challenges and also the rewards, because we have very, very good talented players all over the world. We just did our good job, and you know, luckily for me, I have a very good GM since I've been here for the last 2 years that keeps all the glue together to make sure that I get my job done. I think it has been a great experience, the opportunity to coach your own country, being that, you know, I'm a Nigerian, knowing that we have to make sacrifices from every angle to move this game forward, and also to give this youth good opportunity to use this game like all of us have done to move forward. It's been great. It's been great coaching Nigeria. Can't wait to see, you know, what we do in the Olympics, given the proper preparation and all the support that the president is looking for to make sure that he provide the good atmosphere for the team to be successful more than what we did in this World Cup.
Let's talk about youth development. We're now there in the U.S. coaching the youths. You coach a youth team?
Coach college.
College team. What are the potentials back home here in Nigeria, if given the desired and necessary encouragement? Can Nigeria excel? Can Africa excel with the numerous potentials bound at home?
I think we're already excelling. You know, if you look at how far we've come, we made a quantum leap in 2 years. Forget about all the politics, what people, the different fractions or whatever it may be. But if you look at being realistic, this federation and then the president has done a tremendous job to grow the game. First of all, reaching out and making sure that we use our best talent for every competition was very, very instrumental in growing the game. Now, he asked me about grassroots. You know, I started coming to Nigeria after I finished playing professional overseas about, let's say, 17 years ago. That's when I met Cornell Samamidu, who was very, very instrumental in helping me run camps all over Africa. Also, that's where I met Ejiko Ogbaja, who's now doing a lot of good job and running his own camps, giving back, trying to help the grassroots basketball. So I think, you know, all of us have duty to perform, coming back home to make sure we grow this game as much as we can, giving back to these kids. You know, everybody wants Federation to do this, do that, but, you know, they need help. You know, being inside now, coaching the national team, I know they need help from private sector, from the ministry, from the government. They need help.
That's Alex Nwora, the head coach of Nigeria's national men's basketball team, and he spoke with Iron Mike Mbonye in Lagos, Nigeria.
My name is Coach Alex Nwora, the head coach of Nigerian D Tigers. I want to give a special shout out to the Sunny Side of Sports. Thank you very much.
Some tough athletes are competing in traditional Nigerian boxing called Dambe, a fierce, no-holds-barred form of fighting. Now, thanks to online fundraising, these Dambe warriors are getting paid. VOA's Arash Arabasadi takes us behind the scenes.
No mouthpiece and not much padding on the fists. This is a sport of warriors. Even before I became a Dambe fighter, I have always loved to fight.
The traditional Nigerian combat sport, Dambe, features two fighters beating on each other until one knocks the other down or quits.
I used to fight with everyone, and they complained to my parents. Then, one day, I saw a group of people fighting Dambe, and I knew I could do it.
A fighter first wraps his or her dominant hand with straps called kara, before tying a cord around the wraps. Traditionally, fighters dip the striking hand in resin and broken glass. Times have changed.
The overall goal for us as a company is basically to elevate the sport from these rustic grounds into an internationally recognized sport, you understand? Put it out there on the likes of the UFC and the MMA.
Anthony Okeleke co-founded the fight promotion Dambe Warriors in 2017. The sport's growing popularity means money for everyone.
Before me, I entered the game.
I am very happy with my life because I get food to eat when I compete in this sport. I get money to relax with my friends and family.
In 2 years, the company attracted 100,000 subscribers with more than 24 million views from a handful of countries, including Thailand and the United States.
For us, it's about building this Dambe Warriors franchise as a sporting asset in Africa. It's like the biggest combat sports in Africa.
The sport has a few loose rules, like sometimes it is okay to kick. And while technically there are three rounds, fights seldom go the distance. Rosh Arabasadi, VOA News.
I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to The Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America. In pro boxing news, Mexican star Saul Canelo Alvarez and the Russian Sergey Crusher Kovalev will face off for the first time on Wednesday at a press conference in Los Angeles, California. Canelo is moving up in weight and will challenge Kovalev for his WBO light heavyweight title. Their bout will take place November 2nd in Las Vegas, Nevada. Canelo has a professional record of 50 wins, 1 loss, and 2 draws with 34 knockouts. Kovalev has 34 victories, 3 defeats, and 1 draw with 28 knockouts. Here in Washington, President Trump has honored one of Major League Baseball's greatest relief pitchers. The AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
Baseball great Mariano Rivera got a familiar reception in the White House as he received the Medal of Freedom, the nation's highest civilian honor. Was it the East Room or Yankee Stadium?
Number 42, Mariano Rivera.
It was the same Bob Shepard and Metallica intro Yankee fans heard for years as Rivera jogged out of the bullpen. He's baseball's all-time saves leader and the only unanimous Hall of Fame pick.
Maybe the greatest pitcher of all time.
Rivera's a Panama native who begged minor league teammates to teach him English. Once they did, his famous cut fastball did the rest.
Try to be the best and do the best for America.
Sagar Meghani at the White House.
Thanks, Sagar. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to The Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America. The second annual African Freestyle Football Championship was recently held in Lagos. VOA's Gwen Uten has details about the winners. Sporty greetings, Gwen.
Sporty greetings, Sonny. Last year, Ivorian freestyler Abdul Kone was crowned Africa's first male freestyle football champion, Well, last weekend, he again outperformed the competition to take home the trophy and retain his title. Afterwards, Kone dedicated his victory to his mom and dad.
Et je dédie ce trophée au président de la République. Je dédie ce trophée à ma maman et à tout le monde et à mon papa.
The reigning champion also gave himself a little praise for giving it his all a second time around. Kone beat out over 40 freestyle performers from 15 African countries, and along with the title, he took home $3,000 and a ticket to Miami to compete in the Red Bull World Competition later this year. And on the women's side, Nigerian Okafor Evelyn took home the crown and $2,000 in prize money. The event, hosted by Feet and Tricks, aims to help young African freestylers get noticed for their ball juggling and fancy footwork and earn an income for their talent. And Feet and Tricks chairman Valentine Ozigbo says the tournament not only shines a spotlight on exceptional talent, but also provides a platform to showcase one of the country's fastest growing sports.
This is really a platform coming together with the World Freestyle Football Association that are fully represented here to give our youths, the younger ones, the platform to showcase their skills and get the sport known and entrenched in Africa. This is the fastest growing type of football in the world. And we thought that it's important that Africans don't miss out.
Well, over 4,000 spectators did not miss out on last weekend's event, and those who were in attendance say they were gathered in the spirit of fun and global unity.
These are things that will actually foster the unity as well as the global brotherhood that we are known for in Africa. So I think it's very, very important. And I think if this is given attention from the government to even the private institutions, over time we're going to be on the top stage and the foremost stage as well.
Football is fun. It's something that unites everyone, you know, no matter your color, no matter your race. And I mean, to be able to play with the ball, with your hands, arms, anything, you know, any part of your body, and just free your style, that in itself is amazing. So this is my second time, as I rightly said, and it's been getting better and better. And I know that next year, I can't wait to be a part of it again.
And Abdou Kone and Okafor Evelyn will no doubt be part of the tournament again in 2020 to defend their titles. Feet and Tricks organizers have already promised next year's event will be bigger and better. And that is all from me, Sonny. Back over to you.
Thanks, Gwen. That's my VOA colleague, Gwen Uten. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. Well, my friend and occasional Sunny Side of Sports host Dan Friedel is a big Cleveland Browns fan. So I know Dan is smiling over the result of the weekly Monday night game in the National Football League. The Browns scored their first victory of the new NFL season, battering the host New York Jets by 20 points. The AP's Tom Merriam reports.
Odell Beckham Jr. made a triumphant return to MetLife Stadium as he led the Cleveland Browns to a 23-3 victory over the New York Jets. Beckham caught six passes for 161 yards, most notably an 89-yard touchdown pass from Baker Mayfield in the third quarter that sealed the Browns' first win.
Anytime I can get in there, regardless if I was coming back to MetLife, regardless if it's, first play of the game, anytime you can get in there, it's a lot of fun.
The ex-Giant also made a one-hand catch that set up a field goal. Trevor Siemian started at quarterback for the Jets in place of the ill Sam Darnold. Siemian completed just 3 of 6 passes and then suffered an ankle injury. Luke Falk finished up but also struggled against an aggressive Cleveland defense. Tom Merriam, East Rutherford, New Jersey.
Thanks, Tom. Let's give a Sunny Side of Sports birthday salute to Patrick Mahomes of the Kansas City Chiefs, one of the young star quarterbacks in the National Football League. Patrick is celebrating his 24th birthday on this Tuesday. On Sunday, Patrick had the biggest day of any NFL quarterback in terms of passing yardage as the Chiefs rallied to beat the Oakland Raiders. The AP's Ryan Leong reports from Oakland, California.
The Chiefs improved to 2-0 as they came back down 10-0 to beat the Raiders 28-10. Patrick Mahomes had 443 yards passing and four touchdowns, but it was more impressive that Mahomes scored all the points in the second quarter, completing 12 of 17 passes for 278 yards and four scores. DeMarcus Robinson had six catches for 172 yards and two touchdowns. Tight end Travis Kelce had 107 yards receiving and a TD, and Mecole Hardman had a 42-yard catch for a score. For the Raiders, Derek Carr was 23 of 38 for 198 yards and is now the all-time franchise leader in passing yards, surpassing the late Hall of Famer Kenny Stabler. Ryan Leong, Oakland.
If you were to talk to us from the deepest better part of the bottom of your heart. Hello, I am Shaka Sali, the host of Straight Talk Africa from the Voice of America. Each Wednesday night, I'll put you in touch with newsmakers and experts as they, you and I, talk about the most important social and political issues in Africa. Shaka Sali saying, I'll be waiting for your call Wednesday night on Straight Talk Africa from the Voice of America.
And my Voice of America colleague, Shaka Sali, will be waiting for you Wednesday night at 18:30 UTC GMT with another edition of Straight Talk Africa. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the sunny side of sports on the Voice of America. In track and field, the United States will send 141 athletes to next week's World Championships in Doha, Qatar. The star-studded USA roster includes 8 reigning world champions and 13 athletes who won gold medals at the 2016 Olympics in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. The reigning world champions on the women's side, to highlight a few, are Tori Bowie, who won gold in the women's 100 meters at London 2017. Corey Carter, the reigning world champion in the women's 400 meters hurdles. Emma Coburn, the reigning world champ in the women's 3,000 meters steeplechase. And Phyllis Francis, the reigning world champion in the women's 400 meters. The other reigning world champions on the USA roster on the men's side are Justin Gatlin, Sam Kendricks, and Christian Taylor. The USA team also includes Noah Lyles, who has been one of the breakout stars this year on the Diamond League circuit. Taking a look at the veterans and the youth on the USA roster, well, the USA's oldest member is marathoner Robert Groner at 41 years and 8 months. And the youngest member of the USA's World Championship team is pole vaulter Zach Bradford, who is 19 years, 9 months, and 29 days old. The USA dominated the last World Championships in London, winning 30 medals. They included 10 gold, 11 silver, and 9 bronze. I think Kenya and South Africa will also be vying for medals at Doha. The Kenyans finished runners-up on the medal table at the 2017 World Championships. The Kenyans won 11 medals total, 5 gold, 2 silver, and 4 bronze. And South Africa was third on the medal table at London 2017 with 6 medals, 3 gold, 1 silver, and 2 bronze. And I know our friend Iron Mike Mbonye in Lagos is hoping Team Nigeria can get on that medal table in Doha. The Nigerians did not win a medal at London in 2017. In fact, we have to go back to the 2013 World Championships when Blessing Okagbare won a silver and bronze for Nigeria. So we'll see whether Africa's most populous country can break on to the medal table at Doha 2017. The IAAF World Championships begin on September 27th and go through October 6th in Doha. And that wraps up the September 17th edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. Thanks to Voice of America producer Bill Werkinger. Double billing tonight. Double billing. Thanks also to VOA engineer Bill Andrade. Double billing. And thank you for tuning in. I'm VOA Sonny Young in Washington. And that's the Sunny Side of Sports.
I get it.
Hello, this is Shaka Sali, host of Straight Talk Africa.
On the next Straight Talk Africa, migrants from Nigeria, Ethiopia, Zambia, and Kenya have been the target of personal attacks and their businesses have been looted. Xenophobia in South Africa on the next Straight Talk Africa.
Tune in Wednesdays at 18:30 UTC right here on VOA Africa.
VOA Africa has built a successful, effective social media strategy through Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and other digital platforms. We are responding to our audience on the African continent and in the global diaspora. We believe in the power of connection and interaction to bring you news that is comprehensive, accurate, and objective. We see the changes in technology as an opportunity to engage with our audiences about the issues that affect them. At VOA Africa, we don't just report the news, we help shape the conversation on the continent. VOA, your trusted source for news and information.
Hi. VOA's flagship global news program, International Edition, brings you an in-depth look at the biggest stories of the day. Nobody covers the world more comprehensively than VOA. We have hundreds of reporters gathering the news and the views of some of the world's greatest experts on international issues. But you don't have to tune in at broadcast time. Listen when you want. Just go to voanews.com. Click the Programs tab and scroll down to International Edition.
Voice of America!
This is Science in a Minute.
Did you know that you have a built-in network of biological clocks, which over a roughly 24-hour cycle regulates a variety of processes such as behavior, physiology, and metabolism? This system of clocks is usually synchronized with our body's master clock located within the brain's hypothalamus. Scientists have suspected that these individual clocks can operate independently of the master clock. To test this theory, researchers from Spain and the U.S. stopped the circadian system of specially bred mice. Then they activated individual clocks in the liver. While all the other clocks had been disabled, the researchers found that the liver continued to keep its circadian rhythm and performed its critical functions. The researchers say that their work could help scientists learn more about circadian rhythms, the aging processes, and a person's general well-being. I'm VOA's Rick Pantaleo.
Border Crossings.
Join host Larry London.
Larry London!
On Border Crossings, VOA's only worldwide music request hour.
Oh.
Every weekday at 1500 Universal. Tune in for the biggest hits and amazing artists. Win prizes and get the latest news from exclusive celebrity interviews.
Ooh.
Send your requests to Facebook at VOA Larry London, Twitter at Border Crossings, or Instagram at Border Crossings VOA, or call 202-619-2077 and have your favorite music played to the entire world.
Ah.
Don't miss Border Crossings every weekday at 1500 Universal, only on the Voice of America.
VOA's Learning English is available online at learningenglish.voanews.com. Check out our programs, such as Let's Learn English, English in a Minute, Everyday Grammar, and many more. VOA's Learning English, your reliable source for learning English.
VOA News.
When news breaks, VOA News is there. Around the clock, listen to VOA Newscast at the top of each hour, along with our detailed news programs and analysis.
We are online at voanews.com.
VOA, your trusted source of news and information.
This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bird.